Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now that mystery in Dumbo. 10 days ago, a foreboding bankrupt sign suddenly appeared on the door of Rebar, the popular restaurant and wedding venue in Dumbo, Brooklyn. Employees and customers were completely blindsided by the news, as far as we can tell, and the owner was nowhere to be found, along with upwards of $150,000 in wedding deposits. Joining me now to talk about what happened and what happens next is Oren Yaniv, Brooklyn Courts reporter for the Daily News. Welcome back to WNYC, Oren.
Thank you, Brian.
And listeners, are you one of the people in the couples that booked with Rebar and you're now scrambling to replan your wedding? 212-433-WNYC. Help us report this story. Maybe you're a former Rebar employee trying to figure out your next steps, including if you can get the pay that you're owed. We want to hear from you. Help us report this story if you are personally involved in any way. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Obviously, that's our on-air line, not our pledge line. Oren, let's start at day one of this mystery. It's May 9th, and several employees show up to work and find a sign on the door that reads, Rebar is closed and bankrupt. Do not enter. Can you start there?
Maybe the actual start, as it turned out, was last April when some agents from state and city agencies and from the DA's office apparently raided the place and were looking for evidence of what turns out to be alleged tax evasion. But the story, as we know it, happened indeed 10 days ago when the restaurant just shuttered and Mr. Stevens was, as you said, nowhere to be found. And since then, you know, people who were affected, whether it's employees who haven't been paid or vendors or people who booked weddings in that location, have been, as you said, scrambling to find out where is their money and where is Mr. Stevens. The next time that he has been seen in public was on Thursday, where he appeared in court for his arraignment. He evidently surrendered to the authorities.
He did eventually turn himself in.
He did turn himself in, and according to the people I've been talking to, he wasn't really missing. Apparently, law enforcement have been in touch with him or with his lawyer. They knew where he was. He was just missing to people who are looking for their money, apparently.
I guess so. And this is like a soon-to-be-married couple's worst nightmare. They enter into a contract with a venue, put down deposits, and suddenly it's all gone, along with, as far as they're concerned, the owner. So what will happen to these 200 or so couples? What's contractually due back to them, and is there any way to get it?
Well, apparently he signed for bankruptcy. So usually under those procedures, you know, creditors may or may not get paid. He does have a contractual obligation to them, and I must assume that he will get sued by some or all of them to get the money back. But this is a pretty long and arduous process. It's not something that they can get within days. And obviously, some of them would have to make new plans, try to raise money for that wedding. There's not an easy solution for that.
In fact, we have some callers coming in, the first two of whom say they're with other venues in Brooklyn who are offering to help these couples out in some way. So let's see what they hear what they have to say. Martine in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your story?
So I'm the operations manager of Franny's in Brooklyn and also the newer restaurant Marco's. Franny's has an event space downstairs that can seat up to 32, maybe 34. And we already have one couple that I think we have a contract out to. So we definitely want to make ourselves available to try and help people out and do the best we can to salvage what must be a really stressful situation.
And are you just saying, hey, come and spend money with us instead now, or are you offering something to these couples left in the lurch?
I believe we're looking to offer some kind of discount. The person to talk to would be Julianne Delude. She handles events, and her email is events@franniesbrooklyn.com.
Okay. And you say the space is only for up to about 34 people or so?
Yeah, sit down. I mean, if it was a standing only kind of cocktail reception,
More if they're standing. All right, thank you very much. And Alicia in Brooklyn, are you with the same place as Martine?
No, I have a wine bar in Brooklyn called Tuffet, and we've just been flooded with people who are looking for a space. It's been heartbreaking. We're actually hosting one. We've booked a couple of weddings. One next Saturday, we're doing 30% off bulk buy rate and 10% off our open bars for people. Basically letting people do whatever they can with whatever money they have left. Bringing outside food, just seeing what we can do to help these people salvage their day.
With that 30% off, you're saying to people who, I guess, show you their rebar contract?
I'm honestly taking most people at their word. It's pretty obvious to tell when people have lost all their money.
Right. And how many can your space handle?
We're up to 120. And that's, again, partially standing, more cocktail. We do stuff. It's more casual.
Right. That's not bad.
Definitely towards more casual brides.
Tell people again the name or how to get in touch.
My name is Alicia, and the bar is called Tuffet. It's in Williamsburg.
Thank you very much for chiming in. And Holly in Brooklyn, are you one of the victims here?
Well, I prefer to think of myself as a survivor, Brian.
There you go. Very good. Very positive. Tell us your story.
So our wedding is booked at Rebar for July 18th, and we had just sent out our invitations and ordered the paper invitations, and they arrived 2 days after we found out that Rebar was closed.
After you found out.
Yeah, exactly.
May I ask how much money you put down?
We put down $16,000.
Oh.
So
what are you going to do?
We took advantage of one of the generous offers that came from Chris at Dumbo Loft. He owns both Dumbo Loft as well as several sister spaces in the Brooklyn area, and we have booked at 26 Bridge, which is also in Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us a 50% discount on the space, and we're now searching for caterers and bartenders, and we've had a lot of friends offer to help. One of my best girlfriends from high school is going to make signs and decorations, and a friend's helping with lights, and we have family chipping in for flowers and things like that. So, a lot of worse things happened in the world, but, and the loss of the money stings, but no matter what, we're getting married, and we're really lucky to have what we do have.
Well, you have a great perspective on it, and probably bodes well for your marriage, too, if you're going into it with such an upbeat view of your place in the world relative to people who have real troubles. Holly, thank you, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you.
Ben in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Ben, you worked at Rebar?
Yeah, I was their DJ/DJ coordinator for their special events and weddings.
Did you see it coming?
No, I don't think anyone saw it coming. I mean, I got wind of a problem a year ago, as was reported on the news. But, I had spoken to Jason about it, and it appeared he was dealing with it. And so we kept working for a year, and I was taking emails from couples about their dates well into, 2015. So I assumed that we had, that we were full speed ahead for the next year.
So you're in shock, and you probably have some pay owed to you.
No, I will say that I'm in a unique position compared to the other employees in that I got paid for the event on the day of the event.
Uh-huh.
So my heart goes out. I can't compare my situation to those that it was a 3-week pay period and payday that they were not compensated for.
Of course, of course, it was payday.
Those who had their deposits or entire balances lost. Mm-hmm. This was my main source of income and my job, and my certainly financial future is uncertain, but I can't compare my position.
You're
to
at least
them.
On a pay as you go basis. Ben, thank you for chiming in. So, Oren Yaniv from the Daily News, what are the next steps in terms of legal remedies for these employees who are owed 3 weeks of pay? And, of course, he closed the bar and hightailed it off on payday. Or the legal remedies for the couples like Holly, who put down things like $16,000.
What they'll probably have to do is go to civil court, whether as a group, as a class action, or individually, and sue for breach of contract. Another thing that may happen, from my understanding, there were complaints that coming in into the Attorney General's office, which, unlike a district attorney's office, has civil remedies in his disposal. So he can bring a civil suit on behalf of either the employees or the couples or both and try to get the money from Mr. Stevens that way. So that, as far as I can tell right now, these are the two avenues in which this, you know, this problem might be addressed.
In fact, I think we have one of the grooms left standing at the altar, let us say, who's meeting with others of these couples. Kevin in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your story?
So my fiance and I actually put down about half of what we were supposed to put down for our wedding. So we're in a little better position than some of the other couples who lost, you know, all of their life savings. However, our wedding's in November, so the last week we've been scrambling around trying to find venues, something we thought we had taken care of way in advance. So it's just been a big headache. The one good thing that we've gotten out of this is organizing with the rest of the, or at least the majority of the couples. We've all been getting together trying to figure out our legal routes to try and at least get some of our money back, trying to help each other find venues, vendors, flowers, anything we can do to help each other out. So it's probably the only silver lining in all of this.
Hey, maybe we can get the Barclays Center to donate the space for an afternoon, and you can have a big mass wedding.
That idea was actually floating around, I think, by me.
So. Huh. All right, Kevin, thanks for chiming in. Good luck. And I guess as we wrap up here, Oren, one of the things that we've learned from our various callers, and I'm going to invite people to go to our webpage and provide even more information about this, is that there are quite a few event spaces. We have a few more workers from other places who we're not going to have time to put on the air who are stepping off to offer very significant discounts to these couples who were left in the lurch at Rebar. So we learn about that from this call-in, if nothing else, huh?
Yeah, if there's a silver lining, is the generosity of many people in Brooklyn and beyond, many business owners that really, you know, opened their doors and are trying to help many of these couples. So, you know, I guess there's a little bit of good in everything if you look really hard.
And I guess the world has coined a new phrase here, rebar brides and rebar grooms. So if you are a rebar bride or groom, or even more to the point, if you have another event space that wants to offer a massive discount, yes, we want you to compete for how big this discount is going to be for these rebar brides and grooms. Go post your offer on our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show, and we thank New York Daily News reporter Oren Yaniv. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Lehr on WNYC.